This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved to the intensive care unit of a London hospital after his coronavirus symptoms worsened. Johnson's office says that he is conscious and does not require ventilation. He was admitted to St. Thomas Hospital late Sunday, 10 days after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Johnson has asked Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab to deputize for him. President Donald Trump said that he had a very friendly conversation with former Vice President Joe Biden Monday after the Democratic presidential frontrunner called to discuss the government's handling of the coronavirus crisis. Biden, who is seeking his party's nomination to face Mr. Trump in the November 3rd election, has been delivering near daily criticism of the president's handling of the coronavirus crisis in interviews and campaign appearances. Mr. Trump also said that he was open to the idea of taking additional coronavirus tests when asked by a reporter to respond to news that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was admitted to an intensive care unit. The nationwide death toll from the virus reached and continued to edge toward 11,000, with the number of known U.S. infections surpassing 360,000 on Monday, even as the governors of New York and New Jersey pointed to tentative signs that the coronavirus outbreak was starting to plateau. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday that the recent hospital admissions data indicates that the state's coronavirus curve may be flattening. He told reporters at a news conference that we're starting to see real signs that these mitigation measures that we put in place weeks ago are starting to bear real results, and we're hopeful that we're seeing the beginning of the flattening of the curve. Even if things appear to be headed in the right direction, he said social distancing still works. This is VOA News.